This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Thursday, October 12th, AD 2017. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. A North Korean Christian defector living in the U.S. recently described life under the Kim Jong-un regime. According to the Christian Post, Choi Kwang-yuk shared how he met a Christian missionary and started a Bible study with his friends. They had to meet in a hole dug out for winter food storage, read by a lantern, and praised God by humming the hymns since they could not sing very loudly. Gina Go, the International Christian Concern Regional Manager for Southeast Asia, told The Worldview about the conditions Christians face in North Korea, the worst global nation for Christian persecution.
For Christians living there, for the vast majority of them, imagine, you know, living under such brutal dictatorship. Sometimes they face consequences as, you know, life in a labor camp, or sometimes even worse, public execution by firing squad. They just got shot. And sometimes even if they escape, you know, their relatives are still facing like very, very bad retribution.
Despite this, Gina shared how the body of Christ in North Korea, estimated to be 300,000 strong, is still growing.
There is still a sense that a growing number of North Koreans are still turning to Christianity. And thanks to North Korean Christians who persist in their faith, these Christians, most of them, they actually are third generation or fourth generation Christians, but they continue to preserve and continue to spread the gospel.
Please pray for these Christians to have endurance through faith in Christ. Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 4:17, "For this light momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison." You can help get 100,000 Bibles into North Korea this year through the Christian humanitarian aid group World Help by going to the website worldhelp.net. On Wednesday, President Donald Trump targeted NBC for their inaccurate reporting.
I think somebody said I want 10 times the nuclear weapons that we have right now. No, I never discussed increasing. That was just fake news by NBC, which gives a lot of fake news lately. I want them in perfect condition, perfect shape. That's the only thing I've ever discussed.
Trump did say in an appearance with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, quote, "I want modernization and total rehabilitation," unquote. Meanwhile, North Korea's foreign minister declared Trump, quote, "lit the wick of war," unquote, with his statements at the United Nations, and that the final score would be settled, quote, "only with a hail of fire," unquote. U.S.-backed Iraqi forces announced that they have retaken Hawija in northern Iraq, one of the remaining strongholds of ISIS. Over 1,000 militants surrendered in the area. Coalition leader Lieutenant General Paul Funk stated, quote, "they're giving up. Their leaders are abandoning them," unquote. The Eastern European country of Romania is moving towards a referendum on a constitutional amendment banning so-called same-sex weddings. Currently, the laws of the nation forbid marriage and civil partnerships for those given to these vile passions. But the Constitution loosely defines marriage as a union, quote, "between spouses," unquote, reports Politico. The group behind the referendum, Coalition for Family, said, quote, "we have the constitutional right and moral obligation to defend the family from those tendencies of modern society which diminish its importance and accelerate its degradation," unquote. Canada ended 2,149 lives in their first year of legalized euthanasia, according to data from Health Canada's second interim report. The first euthanasia report by the Quebec government found that 14% of the assisted deaths were in violation of the euthanasia law. Romans 3:15-18 says, "their feet are swift to shed blood. There is no fear of God before their eyes." Across the U.S., the 40 Days for Life vigils are underway. According to Life News, former Planned Parenthood employees say that up to 75% of their clients do not come to have their unborn child murdered when there are people praying outside. Sadly, wildfires in California claimed 17 lives since Sunday, with over 100,000 acres on fire. The flames also destroyed more than 2,000 homes and businesses. Already, 20,000 people have been evacuated. Santa Rosa officials ordered more evacuations as of Tuesday. Back in June, the nation of Samoa officially declared itself a Christian nation, and Sunny Skies featured recent footage of Samoan forest firefighters singing and making melody to the Lord as they were coming down a mountain after a long day's work. Listen to the firefighters singing "What a Friend We Have in Jesus" in their language. You can hear the full recording and see the video through the link included in today's transcript at theworldview.com. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Thursday, October 12th, in the year of our Lord, 2017, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.